Our biggest concern is that in the first election after a new redistricting map, the Board of New York City Board of Elections appears to not have been adequately prepared to address the confusion that normally occurs when new lines are drawn, new election districts are drawn, and as a result, in our opinion, bilingual assistance, which is a required feature of federal law in all New York City elections, especially in Manhattan, New York County, we suspect that there may have been inadequate compliance that would have led to more confusion and a higher number of affidavit ballots being cast.
Now, you've asked the Justice Department to intervene. Why the Justice Department?
The Justice Department has jurisdictional authority over all federal laws that protect voters. And it was the Justice Department that would have had the authority to approve any changes that the Board of Elections would have made in the provision of bilingual voters. So right now we are seeking Justice Department review for two reasons. One is, it's the logical place to go when we're concerned with a federal right to our issue. And two is their resources, their ability to get documentation and answers from the New York City Board of Elections is a lot better than ours at Latino Justice. Mm-hmm. We don't know enough at this point about the reassignment of bilingual poll workers. Hopefully the Department of Justice can get to the bottom of this, and if reform is necessary for the next election, we can, along with them, hopefully craft a better system.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any sense as to whether the difficulties people, especially Spanish-dominant people, the difficulties that they had voting changed the outcome of the election?
Can't tell right now at all. And it actually does not appear likely. The margin of victory now hovers about close to 1,000 votes, if not just slightly over 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
The general rule of thumb is that if you had, lost votes in the area of 2 or 3 to 1 above the margin, then you might see a potential shift in the actual count. We can't tell. I mean, we fielded, and my office has fielded in the last 12 days alone or so, more than 60 reports from various voters, campaign workers, and others. We're getting information from the Dominican American National Roundtable, the Dominican Bar Association, and the Espaillat campaign as well. And while we are seeing a consistent pattern of lack of enough assistance, it could just very well be that it's a tip of the iceberg, or it could very well be that it was isolated. It's not very clear whether or not bilingual assistance, which was provided, was enough in the exact strongholds of Washington Heights and Inwood and parts of the Northwest Bronx, which you would assume you needed it most because that's where the Latino strongholds are at. That's the point that we're trying to make.
And I guess it would be very hard to determine how many people might have been turned away.
Very difficult to prove the negative, sure. I mean, some people were frustrated because their names were in the book and there was inadequate information. Here's the reason why we think this election is different than others. It's the first election after redistricting. So you could very well be standing in the wrong election district line that you otherwise would have voted in because those changes may have been necessitated by the change in a new remap of the congressional district. The general rule of thumb is that if you cast an affidavit ballot in the wrong ED, it is probably the biggest reason why it's invalidated. Affidavit ballots also require additional information from the voter to be written on the envelope in which holds a ballot. All these things require assistance in the language a voter can understand. Where confusion is higher post-redistricting, assistance in the language voters can understand is really the key.
I see. The city council is going to have a hearing on this. The Board of Elections has made some changes in terms of how they, whether they use computers or not, or the traditional paper or documentation of voting. You see any of this as solving the problem here?
No question that the Board of Elections' unilateral decision to capture flash drives and put those flash drives directly into the computer as opposed to just having two levels of potential human error is definitely a step up, and I applaud them for that. The bottom line, however, is that while that might solve some of the confusion about zero votes cast in 79 election districts, which is pretty outrageous when you think about it, it still doesn't resolve the issue that we're raising, and that is bilingual assistance in a contested election where the Dominican community really came out in large numbers, and not just Dominicans, but all Latinos. that's where you would expect a real serious need for bilingual assistance, and that's where we're concerned that may not have happened.
I see. And have you had any response from the Justice Department?
Not yet, but we just gave them a second letter with a compendium of 60-plus reports. My next task is to look at the actual list. I finally got my hands on the list of where all workers were assigned, and I want to see what was the actual deployment of bilingual workers, Spanish interpreters and others. And I want to be able to look at that, analyze it, and if necessary, give a third letter to the Department of Justice.
Okay.
So hopefully, the more information we give them, the more they'll take this very seriously and try to get at least some response, official response, from the New York City Board of Elections.